Good afternoon. This is your host, Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. And I am so happy to have you here because we have so much good news. If this is the first time you're listening, I am an international leader in corporate and personal development. I'm also a speaker, talk show host, television personality, coach, author, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am the originator of the Vision Program, where I specialize in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. And we can talk some more about that. But let's talk a little bit about Nothing But Good News Radio. You know, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles are based on you, yes, you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life. And that is the basis for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that gets delivered. I am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming, and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I'm very excited to say a cast member of the upcoming movie, The Journey, which premieres December 9th. How exciting is this? Starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Nick Halleck, Dr. Joe Rubino, Donna Melinda Boyer, plus many, many, many other exciting cast members. It is just a hoot. It's an amazing movie. I cannot wait until you get an opportunity to see it. But, you know, before we get to our guest today, who we are going to have so much fun, and that is a promise today, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Well, what is a G-Note? A G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Yes, it's just a little note, just a little bit of personal motivation, inspiration, something to think about. You know, I want you to stay focused on the good stuff, because I know the more you stay focused on the good stuff, the more good stuff is going to show up for you. So today's G-Note, what does it say? It simply says, dear friend, you are extraordinary. See you at the top. And that is true. You are extraordinary. And let's talk about today's guest, who is also very extraordinary. I'm very happy to have today Alan Klein. He is an award-winning professional speaker and best-selling author. And through his books and presentations, he shows audiences worldwide how to use and find humor in their changes, challenges, and the not-so-funny stuff. And I will tell you, it's an amazing when you can really, really, really use humor. So I'm so excited to have Alan with us today. Comedian Jerry Lewis says that Alan Klein is a noble and vital force watching over the human condition. So this is Candy G, and I would like to welcome you, Alan Klein, to Nothing But Good News Radio. Yeah, you know, I'm so happy to have you here, and you've got so many accolades. I mean, we could go on and on about all of the incredible stuff that you've done. You have received the Toastmasters Communication and Leadership Award, Lifetime Achievement Award from the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor, Certified Speaking Professional designation from the National Speakers Association, and also a Hall of Fame honoree from New York City's Hunter College. And so I'm so excited to talk about the incredible healing power of humor, which actually happens to be the title of one of your books. Another title is The Courage to Laugh, and then your most recent book, which we will talk about a lot today, Change Your Life, a little book of big ideas. So Alan, please tell me and the listening audience a little bit more about you and how you've grown into this place that really is about the healing power of humor. And I do want to talk about this thing called the courage to laugh. But how, Alan, have you grown into this place? Give us a little more background on you. That's it. We're done. Oh, we're so not done. I'm telling you right now, we are so not done. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Alan, I so relate because I look back because people say to me all the time, they're like, oh, look at all the stuff that you're doing. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Wow. When did all of this come together? And like you, I've spent a lifetime putting one foot in front of the other in the direction that I thought I was meant to go. And so I understand that piece. I do the same thing. I sit back and I go, wow, it's kind of amazing. But I love this conversation about humor. And I haven't read, I go ahead. Wow. You know, it's interesting, and one of the titles of your book, and I mentioned it before, is the courage to laugh. And, you know, it's interesting, we take a look at the world today, and there are so many folks that just don't, hold on, I'm going to hold that thought, then you can answer that question for me, because there's music playing in the background. What that means, that music, that means we're going to head off to commercial break. I am so excited to have you here today. Alan Klein is here with Candy G, and we are going to talk about the courage to laugh and some amazing things about the healing power of humor. You better stick around for this hour, because it will be and is amazing. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. And I just want to let y'all know, I am so excited. I told you, there's just all kind of good news going on. Wednesday, this week, day after tomorrow, I am receiving the American Woman Business Award, Spirit of Excellence Leader in Media Award. I am so proud and humbled, and it's all because of this radio show that folks are paying a difference, because what they see is they see that Nothing But Good News really does play a key role in making a difference in our community. So I am so proud to receive that honor. And that will be this Wednesday, and that will be at the Signature Grand. If you're interested in finding out more, you can go to the ABWA's website and find out a little more. It's very, very, very exciting. But, you know, I want to go back, you know, Alan, and we were talking about the courage to laugh. And it just seems to me that there are so many people today that have just forgotten how to laugh and forgotten about this incredible component of life called humor. Why do you think that is?
I mean, look at people like that, people who are so courageous of every moment of their day. They're like, have to lift themselves up. And this guy was doing it with humor. And I was just amazed. And I spent the whole weekend with him, and he was that way the whole time.
Very exciting. You know, it's incredible when somebody might have something that's so tough that's happened and that they can, A, come to grips with that, but then B, just understand how precious life is and the magic of life through those incredible things that go on for them, and that they can begin to see the humor and say, here we are, you know, I'm in this life. You know, I think sometimes when folks do go through things that are so tough like that, you know, as crazy as this might sound, but sometimes I think it's a way that helps them find their aliveness and begin to really appreciate life. You know, Howard Thurman says, I'm just going to throw you a quote, then you can respond to that. Howard Thurman says, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do that, because what the world needs is more people that have come alive. And I think sometimes it takes a really tough deal to get folks to realize how important life is.
Exactly. And you know, it's why I call my second book The Courage to Laugh, because I interviewed and researched about 100 people. And people with cancer, people with AIDS, people going through lingering loss, sudden loss. And I asked, did they see any humor in the process? And about 98 out of 100 said yes. And then they told me those stories, and I wrote them in that book. People like Linda Ellaby, I don't know if you know her, but she had breast cancer, had her breast removed, and she went in the swimming pool, and instead of fastening them the prosthesis to her bathing suit the way they had instructed, she simply stuck them in her bathing suit. And she came out of the water, and one had migrated around to my back, she said.
Oh, that's so funny.
She said, how can you not laugh at that? She said, either you laugh or you cry your eyes out. And over and over, people with AIDS told me, you know, how they found something to laugh about. Just people that I couldn't believe that they found laughter, and what they said is that the humor helped them cope with what they were going through. And that's what I found out with my wife. We had a copy of Playgirl magazine with the male nude centerfold, and she said, Alan, you know, I really like that picture over there. Can you put it on the wall by my bed? And I said, Alan, this is a hospital. We escape for that, you know? And she said, no, that's okay. She said, go get a leaf from the plant and cover up that part.
Hello. Hey, this is Candy G, and I'm just checking in and making sure you can all hear me. We are having the craziest little bit of technical stuff go on today. Alan, are you still with me?
I'm there. Can we laugh about this?
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you, it's one of the things I love about live radio, because you never know what's going to go on. And so I've got folks that are like texting me from all different directions and sending me Facebooks and emails going, I can't hear you, but I'm back. I know I'm back because I can see my signals and I can hear you. So I know I'm on the air. And you know what the truth is that, nothing's infallible, and it doesn't get me rattled.
Good.
But I do tell you, I love hearing the stories about your wife and her incredible, incredible sense of humor during a very, very tough time. And what a great gift to leave with you.
And that's the way I got into the business, and now I leave that gift with the rest of the world. You know, through my seminars and through my books, God knows how many thousands of people have been influenced because of her courage and her willingness to look at, life a little lighter, even when things were not great. I'm not saying there weren't tears. There were also tears.
Understood. I understand.
Sure. But the laughter really helped us get through that situation.
You know, so do people ever just like, say to you, okay, so say something funny, make me laugh?
They do it all the time because they find out I'm a jollytologist, and but I'm not a stand-up comedian. It's not what I do. I basically, you like that word.
That's just funny. Well, you know what? I what's funny about that is, like, I'm so glad you said it, because I see it on your website, and I'm going, jollytologist. I was so glad you said it, because I was getting so completely tongue-tied.
And you know what? Once I made that up, because it's, if you go back, my Healing Power of Humor book came out in 1989, so it's even on the back cover. And as soon as that came out, there's now a joyologist, a happyologist, an enthusiologist. It just goes on and on. But as far as I know, I'm the first jollytologist in the world.
That's very exciting. That's very exciting to be the first.
And what I believe is you can make up whatever you want. So I wanted to be a jollytologist, and that's what I became.
So you're a graduate of MSU.
Of what?
MSU.
MSU is what?
MSU, making stuff up.
Oh, okay. You're right, MSU. I do.
MSU.
I do all the time.
Yeah. MSU. You know, I love to play and I love to laugh. As a matter of fact, you know what I tell folks? And this is really true. I have a very contagious, non-curable disease called penitis. Have you ever heard of it?
I have, but you can explain
penitis.
It.
I have an extra Peter Pan gene. It's very contagious. There is no cure, and I love to play. Honestly,
right.
I do. I love to play. What's interesting is I have two dogs. They're soft-coated Wheaton Terriers, and they are called the Peter Pan of the dog breed. They never grow up. And it's really funny because my friends, they say to me, oh, my God, you're just like your dogs.
Well, and, you know, if for people, for your listeners who want to get more laughter in the life, I think play is an incredible thing. Watch kids. What do? They play, and adults can laugh even just watching them. You know, go to a playground and watch kids. Watch pets, dogs. Cats are amazing at some of the stuff they do, and you start laughing at what they do.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think it's very true, and I'm resisting the temptation to say something funny and make me laugh. Because there is that serious temptation.
sure. But, you know, my goal is not so much to make people laugh as to show people where to find things to laugh about. That's why I don't call myself a comedian, not even a humorist. I'm basically a humor educator. And in my workshops, I go through the letters L-A-U-G-H, and each one has a little thing to remember how to get more laughter in your life.
Is it something that you want to share with the listening audience?
Sure, love to.
Awesome.
So the first one is let go. So, Candy, let's do a little process. Tell me a little something that stresses you out. Nothing big, you know, we have, I don't know how much time, but it's not a lot left on the show. What little thing stresses you out?
Let me see. What little thing stresses me out? I don't get stressed out that often, but I would say, I would say not having enough time to do all of the amazing things that come my way.
Great. Me too. A lot, not enough time to in the day to get things done that you want to get done. Is that what
right.
you feel?
Well, okay. I a little different than that, because I would say I get things done that I want to get done. But what happens is I've been very blessed, and I've had a lot of extraordinary opportunities come my way, so I can't take them all.
Okay. So not enough time in the day.
Okay, not enough time in the day.
Okay, what I'd like you to tell me, and the audience, you know, sometimes they get stressed out because there's just not enough time in the day. So you're going to say that statement. Then right after it, I'd like you to say either ho-ho, ha-ha, or hee-hee.
There's just not enough time in the day. Wait. I'm focusing on the ha-ha, ho-ho, and hee-hee. No, there's not enough time in the day to take care of all the things I want to do. Now, do you hear that? We have having a lot of commercial stuff show up here.
I didn't hear
okay.
the ha-ha.
Ha-ha, ho-ho, and hee-hee. But, dude, that's pretty funny. We're going to come right back with a ha-ha, ho-ho, and hee-hee right after this commercial break. 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all call service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Welcome back to This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G, along with Alan Klein, who is a jollytologist. And I am coming back with a big ha-ha, ho-ho, and a hee-hee.
We never finished that process.
Yeah, because we, you know, like I said, I don't have enough time. We didn't have enough time to do the process before we went to break. You just right. see how this so, works?
let me ask you, how did it feel playing, you know, just saying ha-ha about something that stressed you out?
You know what? It really is. Actually, what was interesting is because when you said to say that and then say ha-ha, ho-ho, hee-hee, I forgot the statement because I was laughing about the ha-ha.
Exactly. Humor, like, takes your mind away from stuff instantly. You know, if you're laughing, you're probably not concentrating on that stressful stuff.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah.
So what's the L piece? I mean, A piece.
The L is let go. A is okay. Change your attitude. I'm such a believer in changing your attitude, you know, because life is what life is, and then things get handed you, and you really have that power to change your attitude. Viktor Frankl talked about using humor in a concentration camp, and he credits it in part with saving his life. So, you know, and what he talks about, the only real power we have over anything is our attitude. How are we going to react to what life has handed us? And there's some wonderful examples. John Callahan, I don't know if you know him, a quadriplegic in a wheelchair, and he does cartoons to show people they can lighten up about stuff like that. So there's just wonderful examples of how people have turned what others call tragedy around and find the humor in it.
That's awesome. So let's go to the U. What is the U?
The U is you need to go find what tickles your funny bone. You know, I love Woody Allen. Somebody else I don't particularly like Don Rickles. Somebody might really like Don Rickles. So U is you go do it. And the G is go find ways of lightening up. I have signs around my office like never wrestle with a pig. You both get dirty and the pig likes it. Or clown nose. We were talking about clown noses at the break. I always travel with them. I hand them out. I told you I went to the circus, and my whole family, including my 80-year-old mom, had a clown nose on. And all the kids came up to us thinking we were in the circus and wanting us to autograph their circus books. And I would point to, like, an elephant, because my clown persona just had a horn and didn't speak. So I'd point to an elephant in the book and make believe it was me, and the kid would go, no, 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 no. And then I would point to a giraffe, no, 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 no. Then I pointed to some other clown in the book, and he said, yeah, that's, you know, shook his head, that was me, and I signed my name. So, you know, it just helps you lighten up. I've handed out clown noses when planes are late or delayed, you know, because everyone is, oh, my God, I got to get there. And gave it to the flight attendant, and it was amazing to watch. Some people would lighten up instantly and smile when they saw her face, and others would, like, turn away. No, you know, I have my anger. I have my stress. I'm going to keep it.
I own this dress. This is mine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mine. I worked for this. This is mine. I'm going to keep it. You know, it's funny. We were talking about clown noses, and I shared a great story, which I'll share with the listening audience. This is, I have, you know, most of the folks listen to the show know that I've been through some pretty tough times. And there was a time in my life when I was a broke, homeless, single mother, and that's certainly not the way it is today. I've built several successful businesses. 6 years ago, married the most remarkable man who is my best friend, my co-parent, my spiritual partner, and the ultimate playmate. He loves to play, which is really, truly wonderful. And collectively, we have three daughters, and it was one of our daughters' birthday, and we were out to dinner at a very fine dining restaurant. And I decided to bring everybody a goodie bag, and inside the goodie bag were all these cute little things, but there was also a clown nose for everyone and a little water gun. And we're sitting in this fine dining restaurant, and the five of us were wearing clown noses, cracking up so hard we could hardly eat. The entire dining room was watching us kind of like, they're having so much fun. I mean, certainly there were those folks looking at us thinking that we were ridiculous, that we were just laughing and having fun. And then my husband got up and walked away from the table to go to the restroom, and he handed a little one of these little teeny squirt guns off to someone else at another table who was laughing. And we ended up having like a water gun fight across the dining room. And no, we didn't get kicked out. And most everyone in the room was laughing. And maybe that's an extreme, but it was just a lot of fun. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of fun to make fun out of nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, there is opportunity every second of the day. And this is what I'm talking about in attitude. You can be down and depressed and upset about something, or you can be more lighthearted, look at what can I learn in this situation if you can't find the laughter. Change your attitude. And no matter what the situation, you know, now some things like, say, 9/11, it may take a little longer to find something to lighten up about. But there's always, if not the humor, then the lesson. You know, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? One of the things I learned this weekend working with the burn survivors was a number of them said, not quite, but almost like, this was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I was taken back. I said, how can you say something like that? And they said, well, my spirituality has, you know, grown. I've opened up to more love. You know, it showed me what's important in life. You know, because we get so caught up in all this little nitty-gritty stuff and the major thing. It's amazing, Candy, that we need to have these major lessons for us to learn what we need to learn. You know, everything can't go along like smoothly and we get the lesson. No, something comes along, like my wife dying or, you know, something like that, to really learn more about life, what is really precious in life and what is important in life.
You know, I had an incredible guest who was on my show, and this was actually a couple of years ago. And he had his wife was had been in a car accident, and she was in a coma for 11 years. And so for 11 years, he'd go to visit her every single day before she passed away. And he said that that was when you talk to him, that he is so filled with love. He said that that is the thing that taught me how to love, and that I recognize that love is the most important thing that we do. And it's amazing to hear somebody go through something that's so, so, so hard and so tough, and hear him say that I have learned how to love, and because of that experience, what you're saying, it's amazing.
Yeah,
and so, right, if you can't find the if you can't find the humor in it, because there truly is humor in so much of what goes on, especially if we're parents, but or own two crazy dogs.
Yeah, right.
Yes, but that every single thing has value in it somewhere. You know, what I want to do, Alan, is I want to talk about your book, Change Your Life, a little book of big ideas. Talk to me about this book, and with the foreword by Jack Canfield, who is the best-selling co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Right, right. Well, what happened after I wrote The Healing Power of Humor, just tell you a little history of this book, I had so many quotations left over that were such brilliant ideas that I put it together, and another book came out with a different title by Random House, and it sold over 110,000 copies, and it was doing real well, and then they closed their doors because of economic times. So I got the rights back, and this new publisher just picked this up, Change Your Life, A Little Book of Big Ideas. And I just found out it's going to be in all Hallmark stores next year across the country.
How exciting.
So it has a new life, and it's 600 quotations that I really think can change people's lives. And if we have a commercial coming up, I don't want to tell you this story. But if we don't, I can continue.
Well, I will tell you it's 3:32, and the next commercial break is at 3:38. So you decide if you can tell the story
in
6 minutes. Okay.
Okay. So this book came out. It had a different title. It's basically the same book, although it looks very different. And I got this letter from a woman, and she said that she was raped violently twice when she was 12 years old, that she's 67 now, and she had never told anyone. Could you imagine carrying that around your whole life? And she says, I found a quotation in your book, and it gave me the power to take my life back. And I'd like to just read the quote. It's by Dale Carnegie.
Please do.
The quote was, when we hate our enemies, we are giving them power over us. Power over our sleep, our appetites, our blood pressure, our health, and our happiness. Our enemies would dance with joy if only they knew how they were worrying us and getting even with us. Our hate is not hurting them at all, but our hate is turning our days and nights into a hellish turmoil.
That's incredible.
She said, I took that quote, I posted it where I could see it, and she said, you've changed my life with that quote.
That's incredible. You know, it's amazing. And I will tell you, in the way in which I relate, in a big way, is I said, you heard me read the G-note at the beginning of the show. And what happens is that every single day, I send a G-note out to my list. Whether it's my own quote or someone else's quote, I send out this little note of inspiration and motivation. And I will tell you, Alan, I get more feedback, more thank yous, more ahas from one little tiny concept that somebody can take and listen to and hold on to. And I probably have done about 1,700 consecutive days of G-notes. It's been a very long time. And so I relate to what you're saying in a big way. And how amazing to have this beautiful little book where you can just kind of close your eyes and open it up and go, let's take a look at this one today.
Right.
And how amazing some of these truly, truly, truly are.
Or give the book to someone who's maybe going through a rough time.
Right.
Because really, I mean, they can almost pick it up, open it, read one quote, and that could be like their theme for the day.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And even if they're not having a hard time, it's great for folks that are having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
To open it up and go, yeah, exactly.
And, you know, so, it's so interesting because I have about 8 different quotation books and some more coming out. One is, there's so many titles, I can't remember them all. But anyhow, I love quotes, and I was under contract with Random House to write 3 more because they were doing so well, and I kept thinking to myself, you know, that little negative monkey mind, you know, says little things in your head and they're kind of crazy and you shouldn't listen to them, but it keeps coming up. And what came up was, Alan, why are you writing these silly little quote books? Why don't you write a real book like The Healing Power of Humor or The Courage to Laugh? And over and over, as I'm writing these 3 books, putting together these 3 quote books, this voice kept saying, write a real book. And then I got not only this letter from this woman about one of the quotes she read in the quote book, but also another letter from a teenager who said her father gave her one of my quotation books. She never read it. It was her birthday. It's not something a teenager really wanted for her birthday. A couple of months later, her father died, and she picked up the book, opened it up. There was a quote that really, that quote was as if he was saying it to her, and he said, I put his picture there, and every day I open that book up, read that quote, and it helped me get over the depression of his death, that, you know, that she was depressed. So suddenly the world was telling me, Alan, you are writing real books, and these are really influencing people. In a very simple and a direct and a powerful way.
That's awesome. Awesome. So tell me what kind of events that you do. Now, we're 1 minute away from that commercial break.
I won't get into big stories.
You know what? I'll tell you what we'll do. I can hear that. I have the best engineer ever, Mike. He's listening to me, so he's taking us to break now so that can tell your story when you come back. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and it is always Nothing But Good News, and especially today with the Jollytologist, Alan Klein. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is your host, Candy G. And if you've been around since the top of the hour, you heard me talk about the upcoming movie premiere for The Journey. I have to tell you, I am so excited and proud to be part of this incredible project with Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Donna Melinda, Linda Boyer, get tongue-tied, Vic Johnson, Ridgely Goldsboro, Joe Rubino, just an incredible cast of amazing folks. There is a bona fide red carpet event December 9th in California. And I have to tell you, you can join me on the red carpet. You can just go to thejourneymovie.net. Check out all the information. I'd love to see you there. It's pretty amazing. You know, Alan, before we went to commercial break, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your events. Tell us about your workshops and your events.
Well, I do seminars, like all day, like I did with the burn survivors, but I also do keynote speeches. I open a conference to get it started on a high note or end it on a high note or after lunch presentation. And I write lots of books. I'm on my 16th book. The next one will be Inspiration for a Lifetime. Comes out in December, and the current one that just came out was, as we said, Change Your Life, A Little Book of Big Ideas. And
very
I've been doing it for over 20 years, and I just love it, and I'm not ready to retire.
Awesome. Well, we don't want you to retire, because we need as much humor, absolutely as much humor as we can get.
You know, so, what we didn't do, speaking about humor, we didn't talk about the letter H.
I was going to get there, you know. I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I haven't let anything go here. I know. And I'm keeping notes as we go. So I have this H with this giant empty spot. So I was going to get there. So let's talk about the letter H.
Okay. So L was let go, just to catch people up here. A was change your attitude. U is why, I cheated a little here, Y-O-U, that, you know, people have to go find what lightens them up, find their own humor. And G is go do it, and some of the 14 techniques of how to do it in the healing power of humor. One is exaggerate whatever upsets you. And H is for open your humor eyes and humor ears and look and listen for humor because, you know, it's all around us. A quick example, I live in California, and if you're speeding on the highway, the police often take a photo of your license plate and then send you the photo with a ticket. So this man was speeding. He got the photo of his license plate and the ticket for $100. So he sent back the police a photo of $250. A week later, he gets another envelope from the police. He opens it up, and it was a photo of handcuffs. So there is humor all around. You just have to be open for it and look for it.
I hear you. I hear you. And, you know, one thing that I know for sure is that I love to laugh. And I will tell you that I'm always the playful one and that I'm always cracking jokes and I love to laugh. There's something about real laughter that to me, you talk about it being healing, but it even seems more than that. It's just kind of a way to get grounded into your day. And like you said, not take yourself so seriously, a way to reduce stress. It just seems there's so many there's so much value in humor. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
And there's also, you know, we've been talking more about the psychological, the coping mechanism, but there's also the physiological. And it's a little hard to test people laughing because you want to do it when they're naturally laughing. And all the tests so far, you know, they show a comedy video and people laugh and they take their blood tests. And, but they are finding that there's certain chemicals present in the blood system when you're laughing that help your immune system, and they're not present when you're not laughing. They're finding fresh air, like, ha, 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 if everyone just laugh.
Everyone listening in 125 countries is laughing now.
Good. So what happens is you take a big breath of fresh air in, and you get that stale air out of your lungs when you're laughing. Sometimes you cough, you get the congestion up. What about fall down laughter? You know that expression, Candy.
I actually do remember a recent situation where I literally fell off my chair laughing.
Right, yes. Right. You relax your muscles sometimes, though. Sometimes what happens, you wet your pants because you're laughing so much and your muscles are relaxed.
You know, I know you've got a lot of information on your website, and some of this stuff is really, really pretty incredible when you look at some of the studies that you show that humor and laughter is a release of tension. It lowers your blood pressure, your heart rate, and respiration rate. That's probably good for a lot of folks. Elevated immune response, improved pain tolerance, increased levels of endorphins that result in improved mood. I mean, it's really amazing when you think about taking laughter out as a therapy and a way to reduce stress and a whole host of other things.
And it may not be the only thing you want to do to heal whatever is going wrong, but it's one of the things you can do that You know, you don't have to pay $180 for a prescription. It's kind of free to do it. You just have to find out what tickles your funny bone.
And, you know, I hear that, and it's interesting. Like I said, I love reading all the resources. There's a lot of great resources on your website, which is alenklein.com. That's alenklein.com. And what's really very interesting, some of these studies about those folks that are humorous, that they live longer and they recover.
Look at people like George Burns. What, 100 or? What did he live? Almost 100. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the comedians, old, we call them old-time comedians. They lived a long Jack Benny, you know. He says he was 39, but, you know, they live a long time because it is beneficial. I mean, way, way back, the Bible said, merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So even back then, we knew it was good. It's hard to prove a lot of this stuff, but we all know we feel better when we're laughing.
Right, and I think that there should be bigger ways that we can get laughter into not just the workplace and relationships, but just into the world in general. You know, one of the reasons I do Nothing But Good News Radio is I want a place where people can hear the good stuff. Mm-hmm. I think there's a place where we've put so much into our society with 24/7 constantly negative news. It was funny. I was at a dinner party last night, and my husband was talking about CNN constantly negative
right.
news. And a gentleman we were with, he responded to that, and he called it the Chicken Noodle Network. And I thought that was a great response.
And, you know, people, you don't have to wake up to news every day and put your TV on at night before you go to sleep. You know, if something real, what I found is if something really important happens in the world, I will know it probably within an hour because somebody's going to call me. Somebody's going to say something when I go in a store or, you know. So I don't have to be bombarded by all that negative stuff, particularly when I wake up or at night. So I don't watch the news. I mean, I keep up with the news during the day, but I try not to go to bed or wake up with it.
Yeah, I like you. I don't watch the news either, but I also know that I get all of the news that I need to get. I absolutely do. Well, here comes that music one more time. We have one more commercial break, and so stick with us. We've got
all
one
right.
more segment with Alan Klein, the Jollytologist. We'll be right back.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Welcome back. And this is Candy G and Alan Klein here on Nothing But Good News Radio. And we're so happy to have you here with us today as we're talking about the power of laughter and humor. And there's extraordinary healing power in humor. And there is also incredible healing power and just, you know, power to live and be alive in this thing called laughter. You know, Oliver Wendell Holmes says, you don't quit playing when you grow old. You grow old when you quit playing.
Exactly.
Finding a way to play and connect with those things that...
One of my favorite playmates is my daughter. She's now 43, but we still play. And we could... You know, it's just like a kid. Everything is available as a play toy. So we could be walking down the street and suddenly we see something that we burst out in song and we run over to the parking meter and make believe it's on microphone and just start singing into it. I'm sure people think we're nuts, but it's like my little playmate, my daughter, I can still play with, and it's just so fabulous.
I hear you. I like that piece about you, Alan, that's a little nuts. I like that piece.
Well, the world is nuts. You know, you got to go along with it. You know, one thing people ask me, well, how could I get more humor and laughter in my life? You know, I'm having this going on, and I have, you know, I'm so angry about this person. And one of the things I realized, and particularly this month, because it's Thanksgiving, is, you know, and this is not like funny, Candy, but it's like, I think, related to getting more laughter in life, because you can't get laughter if you're carrying stuff around with you. Mm-hmm. And so you got to, this is my first letter in L-A-U-G-H, you got to let go. And one of the things is to be grateful for what you have instead of bemoaning what you don't have. And so be thankful, be appreciative. And while the break was on, I opened my Change Your Life book and I found this wonderful quote, which I think is really appropriate for this month. It's by William Arthur Ward. And he said, God gave you a gift of 86,400 seconds today. Have you used one to say thank you?
That's awesome.
And so, you know, that's not, people will go, well, how is that related to humor? But you cannot lighten up about stuff and carrying around, you know, anger and upset all the time.
Yeah, I can see easily how gratitude and humor really too go hand in hand. And the truth is when you can begin to see the gratitude and everything, I think that the fun and humor piece becomes an easy second step.
Yeah, and appreciate what you have.
Yeah, you know, that's a big thing for folks. You know, we live in a world where a lot of folks are looking at lack, saying, I want more of this, this, and this. And when folks really do step back and say, wow, look what I have. This is incredible. You know, a lot of folks that listen to my story, they know 18 years ago, through a series of circumstances, everything I had was made to go away. Mm. I lost every penny, retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts. I lost my home. I was left with a little four-month-old baby to raise on my own. Mm-hmm. But I had been studying these incredible laws and principles of life and creation and creativity and manifestation. And I knew the most important thing I could do was keep my thinking straight. So I sat and made a list of all the things I was grateful for. And maybe I didn't have any stuff, Alan, but I had so much. The more I worked the list, the more I found that I had to be grateful for. I had the ability to work. I had this beautiful baby girl. I live in the most incredible country in the world. I have years of study and understanding how to really create. And so being able to, one of those things that I came to understand is keeping your thinking on track is one of the most important things we do. And if you can see the humor in everything, automatically you're focused on the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I was just reading one of Eckhart Tolle's books, mm-hmm. and he talks away, if you whatever you want in your life, to give that away. So if it's money, give to charity. And I'm thinking how that relates to smiling and laughter. When you smile at someone, what happens? They smile back at you, right? When you laugh, usually people will join in and laugh with you. So whatever your audience wants in their life, maybe they need to start giving some of them that away to others and see it come back to themselves.
You know, we live in something that's called a holographic universe, and what that means is, based on what you just said, is the way we feel on the inside, the way we act on the outside, is a reflection of our physical universe. So what you give is what you get. Mm-hmm. And you don't give to give, you just give. You don't give to get, you just give to give. And what happens in return is this incredible creative universe gives back in return. And I think if you would do nothing but choose to give a smile every day, just think about what it means to smile at somebody and allow them to let it be okay to smile in return. You know, not, don't walk by with your head down and don't look at somebody's eyes, but actually look at somebody and smile. Watch what happens. What an amazing,
right. And it's so simple.
Amazing.
It's so simple.
It's
and,
so
you know, as we were talking, I realized this is what I've done in my career and why my career has grown. It's because my wife taught me that even during her terminal illness, that we could lighten up a bit and that it could help us. And so now I share that with through my books, people all over the world. The books are in 9 languages, and through my presentations. But it's something I realize, you know, I didn't realize at the time that I was kind of taking that and giving it away to people. But now when we talk about this and I look back, I realize that was the process, that I learned this, and it was something, because I almost failed speech in college. So to get up and speak in front of like an audience of 500 or 1,500 is like, how can you do this? But I had this burning message that I had to share how the world is so serious and folks, we need to lighten up. And if people with cancer or AIDS or whatever it is, or burn survivors could lighten up, you know, other people can when they're in traffic jams or not getting their raise they want, or even losing their job. You know, that may be an opportunity to get another job that they really wanted or another career. Helen Keller, that famous quote, when one door closes, another opens. But we look so long at the closed door, we forget to see the open one.
So, you know, she has another amazing quote that says, life is either a daring adventure or nothing.
Or nothing, right.
Or nothing. Okay, so 90 seconds before we go off the air, what is it you most want to leave the listening audience with today, Alan?
Oh, lighten up, folks, please. Do me a favor, light. Go buy a clown nose, you know. You're upset, put that on and go look in the mirror. And I can almost guarantee you will get a smile on your face and you will start to lighten up. And just be thankful for every day. Maybe get a feather and put it, you know, where you can see it to remind you to lighten up, maybe on the dashboard of your car. But, you know, as someone has said, you won't get out of this life alive, so lighten up.
Yeah, you might as well enjoy it while you're here, because there is so much to enjoy. You know, Alan, you've absolutely been a delight, and you've really inspired me to go dig out my clown nose. I just want you to know that.
I love it.
So we'll have to see if a clown nose picture appears on Facebook or not. So if you'd like to get G-notes from me, you can go to candyg.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Just sign up, and you'll get a little note from me every single day. Or you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter, and we send out great quotes and inspiration all day long, because what we want you to do is we want you to stay focused on the good stuff and have fun and laugh. Alan Klein, the original Jollytologist, it has been a pleasure to have you on Nothing But Good News Radio. We're here every Monday and Thursday from 3 to 4. Go to the archives. We've got lots of great stuff recorded. And watch out for this movie, The Journey. It's going to show up soon. Thank you all for listening. This has been Candy G. You know what I want you to do? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.